The following is an Investor Brand Network audio production via our Audio Press Release Solutions. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, Investor Brand Network utilizes its network of more than 5,000 distribution partners as well as other corporate communication tools to introduce public and private companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Investor Brand Network's platform connects the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following audio press release may feature a client partner of Investor Brand Network. Investor Brand Network may have been compensated for the production of this audio production. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure.
Welcome to Network Newswire editorial coverage titled Rare Earths. Rare opportunity. Indispensable for production of cell phones, wind turbines, and electric vehicles, rare earth elements, or REEs, have rocketed in importance as demand for electronics and EVs continue to surge. In addition, rare earths play an essential role in national security and commercial applications. For cell phones to vibrate or EV motors to provide power, they need powerful magnets, and REEs are critical to the manufacture of these powerful permanent magnets. However, serious supply chain concerns have arisen with rare earth elements because China has a stranglehold on global supply. This is of particular concern due to the need for REEs by the military. The typical F-35 fighter contains nearly 1,000 pounds of rare earths. The United States used to be a large producer of rare earth elements, but Chinese rare earth elements producers gradually drove US mines out of business. China now controls more than 80% of world production and dominates nearly every stage of the global REE supply chain. Reliance on China jeopardizes US national security, and growing demand has EV makers on edge. Initiatives are underway to rectify the imbalance, and Energy Fuels Inc., UUUU, on New York Stock Exchange, is leading the effort to tilt the balance back to American shores. UUUU just announced a new rare earth production initiative spanning European and North American critical material supply chains. Already the country's largest producer of uranium and a leading producer of vanadium, both designated as critical minerals, Energy Fuels has all the necessary technical know-how, licenses, production facilities, production capacity, and resources to bring rare earth elements production back to the United States. And this is all happening in 2021, while other initiatives are years away. Energy Fuels Initiative will produce value-added rare earth products from natural monazite sands, a low-cost byproduct of heavy mineral sand operations that mainly produce zircon and titanium. There are heavy mineral sand operations in the United States, Australia, Africa, and elsewhere, and they are all selling their monazite sands into China's rare earth industry. This new non-Chinese supply chain can't happen soon enough for automakers, which are rapidly turning to all-electric vehicle production. The world's most recognized EV company, Tesla Inc., TSLA on NASDAQ, has shifted to a magnetic motor using neodymium in its Model 3 long-range car, which adds to pressure on already strained supplies of rare earth metals. General Motors Company, GM, on New York Stock Exchange, plans to end production of its fossil fuel-powered vehicles and exclusively offer electric vehicles by 2035. Ford, F, on New York Stock Exchange, has pledged that all its cars sold in Europe will be electric by 2030 and is adding more EVs to its US lineup. On a similar electric-powered path, Honda Motor Company Limited, HMC, on New York Stock Exchange, intends to electrify two-thirds of global automobile unit sales in 2030 and is planning a global electric vehicle platform for larger EVs across select global markets. These automakers represent just the tip of the iceberg for the coming demand for REEs. Rare earth elements are crucial for production of clean energy, electric vehicles, consumer electronics, national defense, and more. China controls more than 80% of global production and supply, putting supply chains and national security at risk. US-based Energy Fuels has now established a new integrated rare earth supply chain and aims to meet 50% of US demand for REEs. Rarity of non-Chinese rare earth elements. While rare earths are not actually rare in the Earth's crust, rare earth supply chains not dominated by China are extremely rare. The global rare earth magnet market reached $14.4 billion last year and is expected to see a huge uptick in demand. Several rare earth elements, such as neodymium and dysprosium, are critical to the motors used in electric vehicles. Beyond EVs, the demand for REEs is booming across multiple sectors. Rare earths are instrumental components in a myriad of high-tech devices, such as smartphones, cameras, computer hard disks, fluorescent and LED lights, batteries, flat-screen TVs, computer monitors, and more. Large quantities of some REEs are also crucial for defense technologies and clean energy. Demand for REEs is currently outstripping supply by about 3,000 tons per year, according to Julie Klinger, the author of Rare Earth Frontiers. Demand is likely to accelerate further and strain access, since the EV market alone is projected to increase nearly tenfold over the next 10 years. Exacerbating the situation, the prices of all major Chinese-sourced rare earths have recently spiked, especially those used in permanent magnets. Prices for neodymium and praseodymium oxide, which are the most common rare earths used in making magnets, are up by more than 40% in 2021. Several other key rare earths also jumped in value this year, including dysprosium, plus 53%, gadolinium, plus 39%, and terbium, plus 39%. This follows significant increases in prices for these products in 2020. BMO Capital Markets says that the surge in the price of rare earth metals last year reflected geopolitical tensions in a tug of war between China and the developed world. Bringing it home, Energy Fuels Inc., UUUU on New York Stock Exchange, is attempting to break this cycle of dependence on foreign sources and bring REE production home to the United States. Already a leading US uranium and vanadium producer, the company announced on March 1, 2021, that a new fully integrated non-Chinese rare earth supply chain has been created by Energy Fuels and Neo Performance Materials, NEO.TO. Late last year, Energy Fuels strategically secured a supply of natural monazite ore mined in the southeast by the Chemours company. Energy Fuels will process the natural monazite sands into a mixed rare earth carbonate at its White Mesa mill in Utah in the next couple of months. This is a product ready for the next stage of rare earth production, separation. Monazite is one of the highest value rare earth-bearing minerals in the world, comprised of 50% to 60% of total rare earth oxides, of which 22% to 24% is neodymium praseodymium oxide, a rare earth element that is vital to producing the powerful permanent magnets used in multiple applications, including EVs, wind turbines, electronics, and more. Energy Fuels is initially processing 2,500 tons of monzonite, roughly 8% of current US REE demand, but aims to meet 50% of total current US demand by processing 15,000 tons of monzonite per year. Processing that much monzonite would represent only about 2% of the company's White Mesa Mill's existing throughput capacity and less than 1% of its existing tailings capacity. Energy Fuels is also actively looking to secure additional quantities of monazite ores, and significant quantities are available around the world as a byproduct of zircon and titanium production. Sources are readily available from heavy mineral sand operations in the United States, Australia, India, South Africa, and other nations. This puts Energy Fuels in an enviable position, especially as both demand and prices for rare earths continue to surge. As part of the announcement, Energy Fuels will produce a product called a mixed rare earth carbonate and ship a portion of that production to Neo Performance Materials' rare earth separations facility in Estonia, which is a NATO member and US ally. Energy Fuels will sell the mixed rare earth carbonate to Neo, which will then produce separated rare earth oxides and other value-added rare earth products for European and US markets. expertise matters. Energy Fuels is in a unique position because it is already an experienced US-based uranium mining company, supplying U-308 to major nuclear utilities. Because of this expertise, the company can process natural monazites derived from heavy mineral sands, usually sold to China, because they contain small amounts of naturally occurring radioactive elements. Upon successful ramp-up, this will become a new non-Chinese rare earth element supply chain, one of only two in the world today. While Energy Fuels does not seek to supplant China, the pieces are falling into place for the company to potentially become the lowest cost non-Chinese supplier of REE products. This new agreement to produce and deliver mixed rare earth carbonate also provides a tactical bridge for Energy Fuels, allowing the company to develop further separation and value-added rare earth capabilities at its White Mesa mill in Utah over the next couple of years while ramping production. Energy Fuels is currently evaluating this opportunity. If successful, Energy Fuels will have developed a fully integrated US rare earth supply chain that can supply both the United States and global markets. Energy Fuels may well be the first US company to achieve this. Speaking to the import of this new rare earth supply chain, Mark S. Chalmers, President and CEO of Energy Fuels, stated, quote, "Together, Energy Fuels, NEO, and Chalmers have successfully created an integrated rare earth supply chain based in the US and Europe. Monazite is coveted globally as one of the highest value rare earth minerals in the world, due to its excellent distribution of neodymium and praseodymium, as well as heavy rare earths. It is already mined here in the US and elsewhere around the world. However, until now, there has been no integrated ability to process monazite in the US or Europe into the rare earth materials needed to supply the rapidly increasing demand for electric vehicles, renewable energy systems, and other clean energy and advanced technologies. We plan to supply all or a portion of our mixed rare earth carbonite to NEO for several years, while also developing our own separation metals, alloys, and other downstream rare earth capabilities at the White Mesa Mill for supply into the US as domestic markets grow." End quote. Creating a new supply chain for scarce, high-demand resources heralds a bright future for the company, especially as companies seek to diversify some of their supply chains away from China. Not only is this initiative expected to begin production almost immediately, but it also lays the groundwork for future growth and expansion in a sector begging for solutions.
This audio press release is an original broadcast provided by Investor Brand Network, a multifaceted financial news and publishing company that delivers a new generation of corporate communication solutions, including news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and brand awareness tools. Investor Brand Network may receive payments for the services and solutions provided to its client partners. You should assume that the owners, officers, and directors of Investor Brand Network or financial analysts mentioned in this audio production may hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities on their own accounts. This audio production is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell any securities mentioned in this audio production. The information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be or should it be construed as investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured companies carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio production by Investor Brand Network is not purported to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used and statements of fact have been obtained from featured companies and other sources but not verified nor guaranteed by Investor Brand Network as to completeness or accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.